I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong.
No, I will not think about it. I won't even consider it. Do I look like I've totally lost my mind?
Come on, Audrey. It'll be great to get a live show from the Homesteader Rally.
First off, we don't broadcast this show on Saturdays.
So you could make a tape and play it on Monday, or you could do a special. You have enough clout to pull that off, don't you?
I don't think it's a question of whether or not I have the clout. I think it's a question of why I would possibly want to spend my weekend with a bunch of losers and misfits who failed every other aspect of life and could only fit in living in a condemned tenement with other losers and misfits.
Now, why would anybody want to do that, Simone?
Karen, I think you're going to be really surprised when you see how many people show up for this thing.
Well, as much as it pains me to say this, Simone, I'm not going to see how many people show up, because I have theater tickets for this Saturday.
Are theater tickets more important than the plight of the homeless?
What kind of plight of the homeless? You and your friends are not homeless.
You and your friends are all able-bodied people who are just too lazy to get jobs and pay rent. So you think it's easier to simply help yourselves to property that doesn't belong to you.
And now you expect normal people to take time out of their busy lives to help you with your ludicrous cause.
The city has thousands of vacant buildings that nobody's doing anything with. Why shouldn't we make use of them?
If 30 people show up at your rally, I'll be real surprised.
Karen, we have close to 200 people just in the squats alone.
Really? And just how many of these squats are there?
I know of at least 17.
Really?
So this could potentially turn into a full-scale riot.
With any luck.
And you want me to encourage people to go to this?
You don't have to. As long as you mention it over the radio, your listeners are going to show up anyway.
For some reason, I seriously doubt that.
Why don't we open the phone lines and find out? Hey, you're on the air. Are you going to go to Simone's big Homesteader rally?
Are you out of your mind?
You're on the air. Are you going to be at the squatter rally this weekend?
Hey, are you nuts? I ain't getting arrested for a bunch of freaks and lowlifes.
You just think the homeless problem in New York is worth spending a few hours in jail for?
Yeah, the homeless problem, maybe. I'm sure as hell not going to jail for you and your idiot friends.
You see, Simone, these are just average people. Hey, right, sir? Are you just an average person?
Well, actually, I've always been considered a pretty good-looking guy.
Hey, you're on the air. Are you going to be at the Homesteader demonstration on Saturday?
I'll be there if you're there, Arthur. I'll go anywhere you go.
Oh, great. That's all I need. Some spaced-out groupie will get herself trampled on and killed in the middle of a freak riot, and I'll be held responsible because I promoted this damn thing on the radio. What is it, Pete?
I just wanted to say that if you need someone to go to the rally as a representative of the show, I'll be happy to check it out for you.
Good. Another corpse I can have in my head.
I'm serious. It sounds real interesting. I really would like to go.
No, you wouldn't, Pete. Take my word for it. You wouldn't.
Why not?
How about because you might get arrested, or you could get beaten up by the cops?
Or you get beaten up by the squatters.
Yeah, these squatters eat their own, Pete. They never heard of things like knives and forks or civilization. If they're hungry and you look like meat, you're open game.
Most of the squatters happen to be vegetarian.
Yeah, that's because the squirrels and the pigeons in Tompkins Square Park are too quick for them to catch, so they're forced to live on weeds. Take my word for it, Pete. You go in there a starry-eyed cowpoke, you're gonna come out beef stew.
I'm not worried.
That's because you have mule feet instead of brains.
If you're so concerned about him, why don't you just loan him your gun?
Oh, shh.
What? Is this a forbidden subject? I mean, anybody else is open for business, but not Arthur, right?
Wait a minute, Karen. I'll address this issue. Simone's just your typical example of your average American mental midget who believes everything he reads in the scandal sheets.
Why would the newspapers make up that you have a gun?
Because they didn't have anything better to exploit that day. Some clerk in the Gun License Bureau wanted to pick up some quick cash, so he told the paper that I applied for a gun carrier's permit.
You don't deny it.
He didn't confirm it either.
Listen, Simone, if I did have a gun, it would be because I have maniacs like you following me around all the time.
Can we please change the subject?
Yeah. Let's get back to the rally. Pete, if you come, we can meet some of my friends, and you can decide if you want to live with us.
Oh, I see you haven't been listening to the show the last couple of weeks, Simone. Pete found an apartment.
He did?
Yeah, he moved in with a woman and her kid.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us about that one, Pete. We didn't have a chance to get into details the other day.
There's not all that much to tell, really. The woman's got this huge, expensive place. She put an ad in the paper to rent out an extra room, and I answered the ad, plain and simple.
Well, I guess that's one way to get a man.
Come on, it's not like that. She was just looking for someone to help her pay the rent.
Yeah, that's what she tells you now. Wait till you're up all night changing the kid's diapers.
The kid's not in diapers. She's 7 years old.
Well, is the mother cute, at least?
Yeah, she's Great looking. You want to see a picture?
Wait a minute. You haven't even been living with her 2 weeks and you're already carrying your picture around?
Well, her little daughter's just so adorable that she's already become my best friend. And the only wallet-sized pictures the woman had of her daughter had her in them, too. So she gave me one.
I don't know. Smell of marriage brewing here, Karen.
Yeah, does she know you're a student? I mean, she's probably looking for somebody to support her and her daughter.
She doesn't care about that. She just wants a convenient stud.
She just wants a roommate.
Well, what do you think about all this, Simone?
Well, look whose opinion you're asking.
Well, he's just sitting there so quietly. I've never seen Simone this quiet before.
Yeah, usually he doesn't shut up.
I honestly don't have that much to say about Pete's living situation. I came here to talk about our homesteader rally.
Well, we did that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Good. Now quickly tell the audience where and when the rally is going to be, then get out of here.
It's this Saturday afternoon at 1:30 in Tompkins Square Park.
Okay, did everybody get that? This Saturday afternoon, 1:30, if you have any common sense whatsoever, you'll be as far away from Tompkins Square Park as is humanly possible.
If you're smart, you'll get out of the city for the weekend.
If you're smart, you get out forever. The concept of 200 of Simone's people joining forces in New York is absolutely frightening. And I mean that. Now get out of here, Simone! Let us know how the rally goes.
I'll let you know Monday morning. I'll tell you all about it.
Come on, Pete. You're not really going to go to that thing, are you?
Of course I'm going to go. I've never been to a squatter's rally before.
Well, Pete, most people get through their whole lives without ever going to a squatter's rally.
Don't you think it'd make good radio?
It'll make just as good radio if we spend next week making fun of you for chickening out. We can get Simone to come in with a couple of his squatter friends if we need a report. I'm sure they'll be able to give us a much more interesting perspective on the rally than you will.
Arthur, I want to go.
Yeah, you think you want to go because you have no idea what's out there.
I can take care of myself.
Yeah, on a farm, not in a jungle. Well, I guess we can mark another intern missing in action.
You know, it warms my heart to see the way you worry about him. He's like the son that you never had.
Yeah, well, thank God I never had him. That's all my family needs is another dimwit. Big redneck geek with bleach blonde hair and the personality of an avocado.
Now, don't take it personally, Pete. He always gets excessively abusive when he's caught showing feelings for someone other than himself.
You mean, the more he insults me, the more he likes me.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, well, I'm not so sure I'd bet my rent in my new apartment on that one, Pete.